Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. This is Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning, April 25th at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me this week. Galesburg's Evening News is my day job, weeknights from 5 to 6 p.m. I'll tell you, we have already pre-recorded our interview in our second hour with Mayor John Pritchard, and I had to note to him, since of course he signs my paycheck as well, that I think in the last 6 weeks, since all this stuff with COVID-19 began, I think I've done 30 completely different interviews on this topic, and I'm going to welcome number 31 right now. Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict will be here in this hour to talk about mental health and all of this. And again, as I mentioned, Mayor John Pritchard will join me at around 8:15 in our second hour of the program. He talks a lot about the city's response, the local response. Spoiler alert, he still wants you to wash your hands and practice social distancing. So continue to do that. I'm not going to say or else because he's not that kind of a person, but continue to wash your hands and practice social distancing. That's all I ask. And I asked Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict to come in this morning. They're the organizers of the annual Out of the Darkness Community Walk for West Central Illinois that brings awareness to suicide prevention that happens later in the year. But the organization at the walk benefits the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has put out a lot of good tips and things to talk about during this time because, man, all of this not having my coworkers around and being almost the only person in the building most of the time and not having anywhere to go or and things like that have been really stressing me the heck out. And I imagine it's probably been for a lot of people, too, although a friend of mine, I think, put it best earlier this week when she said, I can't wait to avoid people on purpose again. So that's something, too. But Chastity and Tina are here. Good morning. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Will.
Very glad to have both of you. I'll talk a little bit about the walk for a second, but Chastity, it just occurred to me as we were sitting down that your day job deals with childcare. How have you been handling all this?
We're doing okay.
Yeah?
I miss several of my little ones that I don't get to see right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of teachers' children that I don't get to have right now, and a couple of my parents have been furloughed. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a different world, but we're making it through, and we're having fun. We're doing a lot of things to keep them busy because they feel the effects of the stress that everyone around them is under as well. So
kids really kind of have a sense then of what really is happening here, don't they?
Yes, absolutely they do. And you can tell the siblings especially are so tired of being together.
No, really?
Yes, more so than usual.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to stay very busy. We've been taking walks and doing lots of extra artwork. We planted some beans to put in the garden and things like that.
Well, that's great. Tina, how are you holding up with all this? You're still working pretty much, aren't you?
I am. I'm in the office in Peoria, and we've got some people that are working from home, and the rest of us that are in the office, we are scattered throughout the place so that we've got quite a bit of distance between, and we don't have meetings anymore. We just have Skype sessions.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you've completely eliminated meetings, which frankly I think is the best solution of all.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, I guess, you know, if you have to do one on Skype, whatever.
We do Skype. We do there's just a lot of email communication now.
I've hung out with some friends of mine via Zoom, and I can't completely get comfortable with that, except for the fact that I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand. It's not the same. I FaceTime my kids a lot, but it's just not the same.
So I'll ask first, since I have a short amount of time in the segment before I need to take a break. As far as we know, you're still planning on having a walk later this year?
That is the plan. There have been some talks that if this should prolong, that we will still be having our event. It'll be a virtual event.
Gosh, I would get if it
it's
were virtual, but gosh,
year.
I hope, yeah.
That's our 10th year, so
we're
I really
about
hope.
This one.
Yeah. I thought your 10th year was last year.
No, this is our 10th year this year.
Wow, so I thought I was speaking on a monumentous occasion last year. I guess I wasn't now.
You still did a great job.
It was monumentous to us.
Absolutely.
I spoke at last year's Out of the Darkness Walk, and it was probably one of the most difficult and most moving things I've done in my life. But man, I felt like I was there under false pretenses now. I'm kidding, of course.
I know you're kidding. But yeah, no, this year's the 10th annual. So
wow,
it would be really odd to have to do it virtually. So we're hoping that we're allowed to have it. We'll just have to see how things go. Stay home, wash your hands, please, so we can get back to normal.
I swear I heard that somewhere else today.
I know. Just, you know.
When is this year's walk tentatively?
September 12th.
All right. Very good. So we have plenty of time to get a walk going here before then.
Yeah, that's what I thought about having my first craft show of the year for Strawberry Festival, and we got the email this morning that that's been canceled. So
at Elmwood?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well,
yeah.
Too bad.
Went back in March when they announced the whole COVID everything and everything began. First staying at home and shelter in place. We thought, okay, well, June's far enough away, we'll be all right. And here we are, and no, we're not.
So. Yeah, no, I think a lot of things are getting canceled, and I know of some things even into the 4th of July that are being called off just out of an abundance of caution. But if we can't, if we're still stuck inside in September, I literally am going to go crazy.
No, I totally understand that. And we've been putting out all kinds of great blurbs throughout the week, and well, the last several weeks, trying to keep everybody positive and just reminding people to self-care. Mm-hmm. As much as you're reaching out and Zooming with your friends and family or FaceTiming or Skyping, take care of yourself as well.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict are organizers of the Out of the Darkness Walk for Suicide Prevention that tentatively is scheduled for September, so we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that continues. But we know for sure we're going to continue with this discussion next as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me this morning. Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict are here, the organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk for Suicide Prevention. As we know, it's going to be held in September, come heck or high water, you might say, or virtually or in real life. So we'll keep tabs on that, and I'm sure we'll talk about that as we get closer to the event. But I wanted to have them here because of something that Chastity had sent me earlier this week, and I know that they had been doing it. They have been putting out some tips and at least sort of motivators for people who might be having a little trouble struggling with all of this. And I think, you know, I think we talked about it a little bit on Galesburg's Morning News a week or so ago, but this, if you're not in the greatest place mentally already, having to shelter in place and make these changes to your routine, like even wearing a mask and changing how you go about everyday life, those are stressors that, gosh, I like to think I'm okay most of the time, but gosh, those are stressors that are just going to be way too much for somebody to handle.
And I think a lot of issues too, Will, that people are having, you can only watch so much television. You can only read.
Oh,
so
I don't know about that. I'm pretty good at watching TV.
Well, absolutely. But at some point you're like, your body obviously just wants to do something different. Your mind wants to do something different. And we need that stimulation. I'm a hugger. It's driving me nuts not to be able to hug
someone. Oh, I know you're a hugger.
Some wonderful people that I absolutely adore, and I can't, you know, in my own children, I haven't been able to. So I get it.
I'll go douse myself in hand sanitizer during the break so you can hug me if that'll help.
I'm telling you, it's hard. It's different for all of us.
Yeah.
For all of us. So the one thing I want to stress more than anything is you have to take care of yourself. You have to go for a walk. If you like to read, read a book. Take a shower. Take a bath. Cook something. Watch a cooking show. Learn how to cook something different. You know, you've got to remember your mental health. You have to.
That's so important because I couldn't imagine. Well, I could imagine, I guess, for some people, even some people I know close to me, that, you know, if you're in this situation and you're you kind of don't really know what to do to begin with.
Focus on what you can control.
Your mind ends up going to those places that you don't really want it to go.
Absolutely. My number one tip that the AFSP has been stressing for us to tell you guys is to focus on what you can control. If you need to watch the news daily to know where the numbers are and know where we stand, watch enough to get yourself updated and shut it off.
Yeah.
Walk away from it. You can control that. Walk away from it.
And I work in news, and I'm here to tell you, you should probably not immerse yourself in it as much as some of the news outlets would want you to.
Well, absolutely, because you can't control it. And then you just you get your mind stuck in a place where you're constantly thinking of how long is this going to last and all of the negatives that can be found instead of the fact that we're doing this to stay safe. You got to do what makes you feel safe. And if too much of the television and the news and all of that is not making you feel safe, shut it off. Go for a walk. Read a book. Turn on your favorite music.
That's what I...
That's what you've done, Tina. Music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that and kind of, you know, like how when you've been maybe in not so great of a place lately, how something simple like that has kind of helped you.
It just helps get me out of my worriness that's in my mind in that. If I put on some music that I really enjoy, a lot of times I'll just go back to the 80s and 90s music, because then it takes you back to a different time in your life, or the happier time.
I've been listening to a lot of hair bands lately.
Yes. Yes. Love it.
Finding myself listening to a lot of things I haven't listened to in years.
And but it makes you
smile. The Best of Foreigner is in my CD player in the car right now.
The Best of Four. Smile. Wow. We might have to have a talk later. I'm kidding. But
biggest thing, and there are so many tools. Everybody's on their phones, their iPads, their computers right now.
More now.
Yeah, more now than ever. Yeah. Go on the AFSP's website. There's plenty of mental health tips. There's webinars you can do. There's classes you can take even for your mental health. There's book suggestions to help you kind of stay out of your own mind.
Yep.
Lots of fun things that you can find to do to help keep you away from the thoughts that might be not so positive.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a second. How much of that is easier said than done, though, do you think? I mean, once you start thinking bad thoughts, it's really kind of hard. And I know that's been this way for me. When you start thinking those thoughts, it's really difficult. It's easy to get them out of your mind for maybe a period of time. But then, at least for me, they return.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with those you love and that love you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's text messages all day long, Snapchat. There's so many great apps out there that can keep you in touch. Like we talked to Zoom and FaceTime and what do you use at work? Skype at work. So there's so many tools you can use to talk. Yes, it's different than being face-to-face and sitting here. I mean, so I haven't seen Tina weeks. A week before these shelter in place, and normally, especially right now, we're really planning for the walk, and we're together a lot. And
well, I feel like now I've kind of acted like the Maury Povich show, and I've brought you two back together.
I know, that's what I'm saying. When she pulled up beside me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited
to see you. We're excited to see each other.
You know, and I think, and I hate to say it to a point, but, you know, I joke, I keep trying to tell myself that I've done this ridiculous amount of interviews in the last 6 weeks since all this began. But 90% of those have been on the phone. So I'm not seeing anybody, and I'm not talking to anybody direct. I mean, face to face most of the time, with a few exceptions here and there.
Absolutely.
You, the mayor, next hour, a couple of other interviews we've done. And some people don't mind coming in here and... You know, we're fairly socially distanced right now, but, you know, and as much as I don't mind talking to people on the phone, that just...
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
It is a different dynamic.
And it's kind of hard to struggle with picking up the phone and calling someone or maybe even to a point, I imagine, doing FaceTime or Zoom or whatever versus actually that physical human interaction.
Well, you know, a lot of people you've been seeing have been having like happy hour on Zoom with their friends and they've been getting together. And if that's what you would normally do in your everyday life is on Wednesday nights you go for pizza and drinks with your friends, then Zoom and have pizza and drinks with your friends. Try to keep your life as normal as you can. Yes, it's a little different. You're not face to face, but at least you're still talking to your tribe, your people.
Right, your people.
Get dressed every day. As nice as it is to lay in your jammies on the couch, you're going to find yourself on day 4. You don't remember when the last time you took a shower was. And the only reason you're changing your pajamas is because, well, you smell yourself now. That's not a good place for mentally to be. You know what I'm saying? And we've all, I'm sure, been guilty of it to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
Put your clothes on. Take a shower.
So I can't function unless I take a shower in the morning. So I'm not a four-day without a shower person. That's just not how I work. But, you know, and I get that there's maybe some, for some people, that's a little bit of a, perhaps maybe a, a luxury, just kind of lounging around doing whatever. Right. But at some point, I imagine you probably need to do some of those things that are within your normal routine, right?
Absolutely. You've got to try and keep yourself within as normal a routine as possible. It's going to make the days go a lot faster, a lot easier. I know my husband and I haven't had this much free time. My calendar is like the one on your wall right there. There's nothing on it.
Yeah.
For the first time in probably since we were 19 and 21 and just got married and he was in the Navy and we were young, you know.
Wow.
Because we have three kids who are active in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both very active in the community. So there's nothing on it. So we've been doing projects. I mean, our basement is cleaner than it's ever been. Our garage is clean. You know, we've been getting things done around the house.
Can I send some of your kids over to my place?
It's just my husband and I.
All right.
The kids don't even live at home anymore.
Can I send your husband over to my place? No, I'm kidding. I don't think so. I don't know if my landlord would appreciate that. Anyway, Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict are here, the organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk that benefits the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention every year. Still coming up in September, Lord willing. When we come back, we'll talk about some more tips. And I also want to make sure we talk a little bit about some of the things that before our lives came to a screeching halt 6 years ago, or 6 years ago.
Seems like 6 years.
I just did it. I haven't even been back at the station for 6 years. And now here I am. All right. Anyway, when our lives came to a screeching halt 6 weeks ago, there were some things that you were integral in doing and helping get some more awareness into the school setting that I want to talk about as well and make sure folks know about. We'll do all that after we check WGIL News headlines next as Galesburg Live continues. Thanks for joining us on the Saturday morning at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Join me in about 45 minutes or so. We'll talk in our second hour with Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard about the city's response, how he thinks the state is doing, and kind of how he first became aware, which is a very interesting story, that COVID-19 was a thing, and let alone not quite here yet, but that's an interesting story, and he has some interesting insight that we will bring you coming up around 8:15 this morning. I'm talking this hour, though, with Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict, the organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk. It's an annual walk that raises funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and I think just as important to that, helps share a lot of stories about people whose lives have been touched by mental health issues and suicide and things related to that. And as we mentioned earlier, Lord willing, this year's walk will take place around mid-September. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep our fingers crossed that it can continue to happen. But again, Chastity and Tina, thanks for coming back in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So let's kind of pick up where we left off in terms of tips and things we should be thinking about in terms of our mental health. And I kind of said, and we've been kind of, maybe it's just my training and all these years of doing this, but I'm not one to kind of open myself up and talk about me. It's just, you know, you're always told it's really not about you. It's about who's listening. But, you know, as much as things have changed, at least for me here at work at the last 6 months, our office staff and our sales staff are all working from home. Some of our on-air folks on some of our other stations are working from home now for various reasons. And I've just been kind of, I feel like I've been locked in a room 8 hours a day because there's no reason for me to go back to my desk and do other work. But as much as I think sometimes about all that and how different things feel around here on the other hand, I'm still working, and I'm still glad that I'm able to have some form of normal.
So many people that aren't, have no job security. There's a lot of triggers right now. And
talk about some of those.
Okay. You've got despair. We've gone from living our lives to survival mode.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are feeling hopeless. They're worried about their job security. We're socially withdrawn right now. And if you already were socially withdrawn, this is just all that much more of a lonely feeling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have financial insecurities.
Right now, yeah.
fear for loved ones' life. There's a huge fear for that, and a lot of health anxiety. I mean, this is everybody's anxieties are, and people are arguing over the smallest things all over social media. We just need to remember to take a deep breath. We all have an opinion. We're all entitled to our opinion. Does not mean we have to hate one another for our opinion.
Yeah, and that's the thing that really gets me about this. And I've even seen this on our own social media this week as people apparently have varying opinions on whether or not you should wear a mask, for heaven's sake. Spoiler alert, you should, and I'm going to stand by that as much as I think I look weird in a mask. But then again, you know,
I generally look weird completely
anyway.
Out of all of our norm.
But, yeah, that's you know, that part of it is just people are so
I mean, you have moms
mean
and dads
about,
about
trying to spread their views on somebody else, and they're so mean when they don't see somebody doing something like wearing a mask. I mean,
and it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on and where you stand in it.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got parents that are used to working full time, and their children are used to going to school or preschool or daycare, and these parents are trying to work from home with their children at home and maintain some sort of normal life for everyone. It's hard. I want to remind you guys that it's okay to not know how to homeschool your child. It's okay if they are on social media, or not social media, but on their devices more often. If they're playing games, if they're watching television, it's okay to wing it every day.
You know, that's very important, at least in terms of the homeschooling part of it. I think that kind of speaks to maybe a larger thing of maybe again, you're thrown out of your element, and all of a sudden you have to do something that you really don't know how to do,
well,
and that's a stressor.
All of us are teachers, and you know.
Well, you kind of were anyway.
Well,
I mean.
Absolutely, this isn't. Yeah, absolutely. But there's some of us, you know, that aren't, and it's a whole new world. I mean, I know for my daughter, her boyfriend, his niece, has been staying with them.
Oh,
Through this whole thing, because his parents are not computer savvy at all. Mm. So my daughter and her boyfriend are homeschooling the niece because grandma and grandpa don't know how to run the internet or anything. So it's a whole new world. My daughter said, I love my life, but it's crazy to be a mom all of a sudden, kind of, because, you know, she's living with us right now through all of this because it's what we need to do to keep her safe and so she stays on track for school.
Yeah. Talk about some of those other trigger points that may be happening right now.
Well, I think a lot of us just feel so threatened by everything right now. I mean, you're going to have times where you have to go to the store. And I have myself felt like I'm a criminal for walking into the store. I'm in there as quick as possible, get what I need and get out. Because I know everyone's overworked if they're working. And right now, essential workers are overworked. They are stressed out. They're, and they're dealing with a public that is cranky. We want our lives back, but we can't.
I don't want to have to follow that darn arrow telling me which way to go down the aisle.
Right. Absolutely. I didn't even notice.
Stay on your own red dot, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just okay to not be okay through all of this.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to not be okay and be spiteful and ugly to other people. I mean,
that's a big difference. I think, you know, it is okay to not be okay, but it's how you handle it may not necessarily be okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I've read several different things that say how you handle crisis shows your true core character, and if that's the case, we need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see a lot of just ugly right now. And I know it. I get it. We're tired. We're all stressed out. We don't know when it's going to end. The stimulus packages helped, but that was a one-time deal so far. And I know there's other talks on the table, but there's families wondering where things are going to happen. And yes, you can't have your utilities shut off right now and you can't be evicted, but those bills are going to come due eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of stress for a lot of people, and we all need to take a deep breath. We don't know what's going on behind in someone else's lives, and that was true before all of this happened.
Yeah.
Be a kind person. Just be kind. Be gentle with people. We don't know what their story is, and especially right now, everybody's story is shaky.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of other things should we be thinking about? And we'll take another break here in a minute or two, but let's go through some more tips real quickly before we do.
If you're feeling just beyond stressed, call somebody. Call a loved one, a friend, a family member. talk to your neighbor. We a big thing I've noticed right now is grief during all of this. If your loved one passes away right now, there's not big funerals. I have had several people who are very near and dear to me lose loved ones during the 6-week period. One of them is a neighbor. She lives in the neighborhood of ours. The kids and I took a walk yesterday and drew a mural on her sidewalk. But she wasn't home, which was even more wonderful. So when she got home, she was
surprised.
Yes. Yeah. Just if you can do things like that to reach out. I mean, you've seen the hearts in the windows. They're everywhere, which is absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the Adopt-A-Seniors. Adopt a senior if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Put some hearts up. Go for a walk. Make a chalk picture for somebody. It makes you feel happy. It doesn't even have to be anybody you know. Just draw a picture. You know? Things that make you feel better.
Right.
Focus on happiness, not there's too much negative out there. You've got to find the silver lining somewhere.
On the other end of it, if you're, let's say you're someone who gets a call or gets a message from somebody who's not okay. And by the way, that it just triggered in my head that the state has a text line out for support that if you're having some, you know, a depressive type episode or a mental type issue with this, there is a number that you can text. It's escaping me at the moment, but I know it's out there.
741-741.
Yes, there's that one. And I know that there's other resources, and I think they might be accessible through our COVID-19 page at WGIL.com.
Yes, absolutely.
Too. But let's say you don't necessarily, you call another, your friend, a family member, a neighbor, and let's say you're that neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You get a call from somebody that's not okay, and maybe they're threatening to hurt themselves in some way or do something that would be out of character for them. What can you tell that person to kind of help them out and maybe calm them down a little?
Basically, and I think that Tina has a whole lot of experience with this, but number one is listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to fix it.
That's right.
They want you to. They need somebody to listen. For whatever reason, at that point in time, they are feeling like they do not matter and they are not being heard. Just listen.
Yep. Tina, you want to talk about this a bit?
Yeah, I have had several calls like that, and that is the most important thing, is to just listen, to let them talk. Let them talk about what they're feeling.
Are there specific things, though, you can say to a person who may be calling you and telling you that they may be in trouble?
Every case is different, Will.
Okay.
So what? Basically, if you're talking and you're going to know. You know your people.
Sure.
Somebody who would call you who was feeling like that, you know your people. You will know.
But you might not. I mean, there might be situations, where you might. I mean, you may be surprised by the way this person is acting.
That's what I'm saying. You'll know that it's different from normal.
Sure, sure.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
not that
yeah.
you're going to know that they're feeling that way. You'll just know it's different from normal, which may cause you to drive by, make sure they're okay. It may cause you to call another friend who's maybe a little closer or a family member to check on them. And if it's severe enough, you call ahead and call the police station and say, hey, I just had a conversation with someone. Can you do a wellness check? We've had family members call us of people who are struggling, and you can call the AFSP's hotline number anytime. Anybody can, and they mm-hmm. will talk to you about how to handle someone in that situation and how to find them help.
Have either of you had to listen or talk to somebody in the last 6 weeks that's been dealing with this?
Just before everything shut down, I had one, and I hadn't had one in a while. But through this so
from
far,
somebody that was worried maybe
yes,
about all this?
Yes, and sure. You know, it's a huge anxiety stressor for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing is just remember, wash your hands, take care of yourself. Calm down, take a deep breath. There's nothing we can do that can change any of this,
mm-hmm.
except for follow the rules so that hopefully it ends a little sooner than later.
Absolutely. Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict are here, organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk. When we come back, I want to talk about some things that have helped parents and students alike, at least in the school setting, while there was still actual school going on through all of this, or at least prior to the COVID outbreak here. We'll talk about that and much more when we come back as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. This is Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me this morning in our next hour. Less than 30 minutes away, around 8:15, we'll talk with Mayor John Pritchard, actually about 20 minutes away or so now. So I'll listen in for that. We'll get his perspective on COVID-19. We have a few more minutes here before we wrap up with Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict, organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk, coming September 12th to Lake Story, assuming, of course, Lake Story opens again. Although, technically, you can still go out to Lake Story. You just can't touch any of the playground equipment or the picnic tables or anything like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
it's a different world for now.
It very much is. Although, you were saying, one of the good things to do is to go out and take a walk. And, you can still go out to the lake and do that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk real quickly in the few minutes we have left about what was happening with the organization before everything came to a halt here. You were just starting something that you had been wanting to do for a long time in the schools to help both parents, teachers, and maybe even other classmates kind of help identify those around them that may be suffering from a mental health type of issue.
Absolutely. Our January and February were pretty busy.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had four different events that we brought pretty much back to back to back in one fell sweep of a week and a half, week and a half. We had More Than Sad for Educators, More Than Sad for Parents. We did a lived experience workshop with Mike Bushman from the AFSP. He did a wonderful job with that. And then we did Talk Saves Lives at GHS, and Mike was there for that, as well as Ann Melvin, or Ann King, I'm sorry. And she does the Kankakee Walk now, but she was born and raised in Galesburg.
Yeah, yeah.
So
uh-huh.
The response was phenomenal. I think for the educators, we had 29 educators for More Than Sad come in that day on a school day, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
The next day, we had More Than Sad for Parents. It was that evening.
No, it was that evening.
Yeah, it was that evening. And there were 35 parents.
Yep. Wow, that's great.
Which was absolutely fabulous. And
I think that shows that there's really a willingness for adults to learn more about what their kids are going through. I mean, I think I was raised in a generation that was maybe told a little too much to just suck it up. And that's really...
Children were seen and not heard.
That's about almost the worst thing you can tell somebody.
Absolutely, it sure is. The lived experience, we had probably 20. Pretty close to 18, 20 people there. And then the Talk Saves Lives was, we did it by class, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, I would say I was so super proud of the GHS students and their willingness to listen, to participate. We had some students come and ask for help afterwards. We had counselors on hand. So it was really, really good to see the positivity of it. And we will definitely be continuing.
That's wonderful. And as we said at the beginning there, that has been something you had been thinking about doing for a long time, and you're now finally at the point where you pulled the trigger on that, and that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And we did it with the help of Jessica Donaldson at the regional office, and, of course, the staff at GHS was absolutely amazing. And, it was very, very heartwarming to see people using what's here in the community. I mean, we've raised this money for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over $200,000 we've raised.
That's wonderful.
We wanted it to be back in our community, specifically with the schools.
Somebody here raised a couple $100 of that last year on his
own.
Yeah,
you did a good job.
I don't know how I even did that. Next thing I know, I went way over my goal.
That's always a good feeling, though, isn't it? It's always a good feeling when you can do that.
It's a wonderful feeling. But I think everything that you've done here in this regard, the last few months here, has kind of shown that I think people are becoming more and more aware of issues like this and are, if not more willing to talk about it, at least more willing to understand these issues than maybe they did even just a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. People are very much beginning to realize that mental health is just as important. I mean, it affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important as your physical health. For the teenagers out there, there's lots of tools too. There's Seize the Awkward just started a whole new campaign. You'll have to go check it out. They know what it is, that they were there. We touched on that with our Talk Saves Lives program, and they enjoyed it. It was a lot of celebrities coming in and doing their take on depression.
People they could relate to.
Billie Eilish and whatnot. So, yeah, they really, really enjoyed that.
I just recently only learned who Billie Eilish really was, so I think I'm finally coming into the 21st century here, but, you know, that may just be me. All right, so we're almost out of time. This walk, either really or virtually, will happen in September, we think, and you're pretty much already raising money for that now, aren't you?
Yes, we've kind of slowed things down the last 6 weeks just because we know all the small businesses that, you know, everyone reaches out to for fundraising and whatnot are all struggling as well. So we've kind of just laying low. We know that this year fundraising goals probably won't be met for lots of people. And that's because everybody's going to be recovering, and that's okay. But
if somebody does want to give, how can they do that?
They can go on the AFSP's website, and it's www.afsp/Galesburg Walk, and it'll be right there. Or if they don't want to donate to Galesburg, they just want to donate to AFSP, you can do that too.
And we'll link to that walk when we post this conversation after 9 o'clock on WGIL.com if you need that link as well. Anything else we should know before we wrap up, ladies?
No, just take care of yourself. Be kind.
Amen. Be kind. Chastity Smith, Tina Benedict, organizers of the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk. One of these days, Tina, I'm going to have you here in an interview by yourself so you can actually get a word in with your partner there.
That's why she sends me here. She hates to talk. She hates to talk.
Well, you know, fine, and I appreciate you both coming in today.
Well, you know, when you're off the air, then I carry on.
You're preaching to the choir there. Yeah. Thanks to both of you, and thanks for all the work you're doing for our community. Even in this time, it's very important, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
When we come back, Mayor John Pritchard following local news, weather, and sports as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning.